Well, now, how would she call
Bell.
The chipmunk?
Bitty, 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 or something like that, you know. But you know, the different families, you know, always have, each family from one house to the other had different methods of doing things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And where we lived over here, right out the edge of town over here, right over there on the hill, his wife, of course, he didn't have any children, but his wife had raised Bitty and things like that, and she'd put them in a cup, you know, get out there and feed them. Maybe she wouldn't say a thing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, she'd always pet them. You know.
It seems nice of them, yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. to do that.
They recognize you, you know.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of pigs here not too long ago out there in a long pen we had out the other side of the house, and I'd go out the back of the house in the morning, I'd start to call them, talking to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone looked through those cracks of the pen, just they didn't know me. We sold them at the market the other night, and I walked up, I called them boys, you know, and they had one that recognized me.
Seems like you kind of hate to sell them, you
know,
you?
Kind of hate to depart from them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, like I say, one family has one, I mean, it can kind of be rude, and another family kind of be nice and congenial, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes all the difference in the world, you know. Mama was always a woman that pet her children. Well, my daddy was right to the opposite, you know. He was always strict business. We lost a man last week. You might have heard of him. He lived out the edge of town. He went and got the bank up here.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned him earlier. Uh-huh.
And he was just as much difference in his boy. He's got one boy and five girls. And it doesn't much difference in his boy in a business turn than him as you've ever seen.
Oh, really?
He was always a smart man, the smartest. Well, he's the smartest they ever lived, I reckon. And he would always work and carry on his work. And have his stock and have it all tended to and look after it. And now this boy, he has stock market matter. And he looks after the bank up there. Anybody comes in, loan him money, do anything in the world they asked him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now his father was right to the opposite.
It's interesting how that happened.
Just over a period of time, you know.
Uh-huh.
His father and son, you know. Of course, now his, he had to work his out. He just had to work it out the hard way, you know. Now this boy has been handed down to him through the ages, you know. Same way with his girl children. They all got good inheritance, every one of them. He's had all of his property made. Where there wouldn't be no squabble, no indifferences between them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good way to do.
But
he had been married three different times and had children by each one of his wives. This boy is his baby child, and he's one of the best natured boys you ever seen. He's old, he's 40-odd years old now, but he's a good businessman.
Good in here.
But now you can go up at that bank, and if you want to borrow some money or something, he can just tell you yes right now. Well, his dad was right to the opposite, you know. He'd want to be kind of hard-boiled about it.
Uh-huh.
Afraid he wouldn't pay him back.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's one of the things that makes a good businessman.
He was a good businessman. He was smart. He died this last week and was buried. He was 89 years old, somewhere like that.
Where was he buried? Is there a place?
Over there, Sunlight Church, where we members of the church at.
Uh-huh.
That's where him and two of his wives buried with. His third, first wife buried with at Cedar Creek Church back in the way.
Uh-huh.
That's where his different wives buried. But he has a nice country home, and that boy and his baby girl lives in that house. Stays in that house now. And he'd get a little bit worried about something. He had a lot of country homes and had a country park house, a pond house out here. He'd get a little bit worried and he'd go out there and he'd